The final version of the Medicare prescription drug bill, now being negotiated by key members of the House and Senate, also includes issues unrelated to either Medicare or prescription drugs. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on one case in point, a section of the House-passed bill that would make it easier for working-age Americans to open tax-sheltered accounts to pay for health care.
House passage of the Health Savings and Affordability Act was all but ignored in the wake of the much bigger Medicare prescription drug bill to which it was attached. But the bill to allow creation of two types of health care savings accounts could prove nearly as controversial as the Medicare bill itself. Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan said during the House's brief debate on the bill that the accounts represent the ultimate difference between Republicans and Democrats when it comes to health care.
It kind of comes down to two things, two different philosophies. Socialism versus consumerism. Mr. Speaker, it's about giving power to consumers versus giving power to bureaucrats in Washington.
But Democrats like Sander Levin of Michigan said giving this kind of power to consumers could end up doing far more harm than good.
What this is a radical effort to dismantle our employer-based system in this country.
To back up a bit, the bill would allow creation of two types of accounts, health savings accounts, or HSAs, and health savings security accounts, or HSSAs. Both would allow employers or workers to set aside money, tax-free, to pay routine health expenses. Both would be coupled with more traditional health insurance with a high deductible, at least $500 for HSAs and $1,000 for HSSAs. Health policy analyst Tom Miller of the Cato Institute says the idea is to reconnect consumers with the actual cost of their health care.
It's this quaint notion of an individual patient actually knowing what something costs and talking to the person delivering it and determining that they'd actually like to pay for it and they're satisfied with the result.
And while the accounts would be aimed at the working age population, Miller says they're more linked to the debate over Medicare's future than it would initially appear.
The virtue is to say to younger Americans, if you purchase less comprehensive insurance and spend your health care dollars more wisely, you'll have some money left over, which you're going to need increasingly as you move into your retirement years, because the traditional or even an improved Medicare system is not going to have enough money from taxpayers to pay for everything you might want.
But critics like Edwin Park of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities say the new accounts could be downright dangerous.
It's a big tax cut with substantial risks being posed by it to the employer-based health insurance system, where the vast majority, more than 80% of Americans who currently get the insurance, get their coverage.
Congressional estimators predict these accounts will be very popular. So popular, they'll cost the federal government an estimated $174 billion in lost tax revenue over the next decade. But what really worries analysts like Park is not so much the tax cost of the accounts as the changes they might prompt in the employer health insurance market. Park says with health costs rising rapidly, the new tax breaks would make it easier for employers to cut back on their insurance.
You're going to see a move from the traditional health insurance system, low deductibles, modest copays, comprehensive benefits, to higher deductibles, less comprehensive plans, with the idea that employers will let employees pick up those additional costs, taking advantage of the tax benefits.
While that may leave higher-paid workers essentially whole, it could seriously disadvantage workers who can't afford to put enough money in the accounts to make up for the higher deductible. Park says many of those same people also wouldn't benefit much from the tax consequences.
So even assuming they have the resources or income to make contributions to these accounts to offset out-of-pocket costs, they'll be only getting a tax benefit of 10 or 15 cents on the dollar.
Consumer and labor groups oppose creation of the new tax-favored accounts, but some two dozen House conservatives have said that if the new accounts aren't left in the final version of the Medicare bill, they might vote against the whole thing. Not an idle threat for a bill that passed the first time by a single vote. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.